Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Set in the suburbs of Boulogne-sur-Mer in northern France, The Worst Ones captures a film within a film as it follows the production of a feature whose director turns to the local Cité Picasso housing project for casting. Eager to capture performances of gritty authenticity, the director selects four working-class teenagers to act in the film, to the surprise and consternation of the local community, who question the director's choice of the worst ones. The film is at times funny, at times jarringly dramatic, and sometimes both at the same time. Everyone in the cast is superb. The performances have energy and vitality. We're honored to have with us today the co-directors of The Worst Ones, and that would be Liz Akoka, as well as Roman Garrett. To both of you, welcome to Film School Radio. Roman, let me begin with you. What was the inspiration for The Worst Ones?
Both of us were casting directors for children, and we were doing essentially street casting. And when we met some kids while we were performing our casting director job, we were finding kids for a feature film at the time, and we were so inspired and so intrigued by these kids that we developed this desire to write the story, because we also wanted to ask ourselves questions on our own practice and the ethical limits of our job.
Given that the film is a mixture of professional and non-professional actors, obviously important that you cast the right kind of performers in this film. What were you looking for? What was it, the certain characteristics that you were looking for in casting The Worst Ones?
It was a very sort of out of the ordinary way of working, which is different from what happens on other films, because our writing is deeply inspired by a first immersion in the world that we're describing. So there was an extended time period in which we met kids, and it was almost like a casting process, but the purpose of meeting those kids was the writing. And thanks to those kids that we met, we were inspired and we wrote characters based on them. And so that inspired our street casting. We were looking for personalities that could be similar to the roles that we had in mind. So we performed this street casting in very out of the ordinary locations, for example, in group homes, in social educational centers. And then we extended that to schools, to parks, to the street itself. So it was a huge kind of work. And that's what led us to finding the four young actors that are the lead characters. I'm not sure whether I fully answered to your question.
You did.
I just wanted to add some piece of information. I told you about those kids that we'd met and that we found so inspiring that led us to actually writing our script. But what happened was that this happened a long time before we actually made the movie. So those kids specifically no longer were the right age to be able to interpret the role. That's why we had to move forward with a different kind of casting, because it took 4 years. And, you know, those meetings were very inspiring for us and were very precious. But those kids were no longer in a condition where they could take on their own roles that they inspired.
I love the way that the film opened, and because it put it put us in the mind of, for me, I wasn't sure what I was seeing. It almost feels like a documentary that I'm watching. And I love the way that you're able to integrate that part of it, the documentary, into the narrative part, and how the characters are different than what we see in the casting of them. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Donc j'adorais le début du film et ça. Yes, absolutely. It's a good take on your part. We must say that it is true that it was our intention to sort of mix the leads in the beginning and to make sure that the viewer had this feeling that they were watching something real when they were watching the casting of the kids. And it wasn't real at all. It was very heavily scripted. We had a very precise text there that was written, and the kids were acting 100%. They were performing something that was in the script in a very detailed way. Having said that, the movie does have this movement between the documentary part and fiction. In the beginning, it opens with something that comes off as a lot sort of more rougher, and the feeling is that it is less fabricated, it is less staged. But the film also tells a story of how one goes from reality to fiction, and a little it moves more towards the imaginary, to the novel-like, or to the cinematic part. But so the film goes from real life to cinema. But what's actually quite interesting is that the casting scene in the beginning was the most complicated, the most challenging for the kids, because that's where they had to show their chops as actors, because it was a one-er, it was a single long take, and we couldn't cut and then edit it. So it was a one take, which paradoxically comes off as the most spontaneous, but it was the most heavily staged and the most challenging to stage.
I love movies about movie making.
J'adore les films sur faire les films.
I love Day for Night. I love Persona, Ingmar Bergman's Persona, and I love a film called The Stuntman with Peter O'Toole. And it's all about making movies. I love, this is just a brilliant, it's a hard thing to do. It's difficult to make the kind of movie you made. And what I so appreciate about it is how you were so seamless in putting together the reel with the film part of it. I just thought it was brilliant. I don't have a question.
Je voulais juste vous dire que j'adore les films sur faire des films, comme Nuit américaine, comme Persona ou Stuntman avec Peter O'Toole. Et je sais que c'est extrêmement compliqué techniquement à faire et c'est très difficile. Et j'ai vraiment adoré comment vous le faites, comment vous êtes à l'aise avec ça. Et c'est un mélange vraiment parfait où on va d'une direction à l'autre sans s'en rendre compte. Et c'est pas une question, je voulais juste vous dire que c'est vraiment merveilleux.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. These are brilliant young actors, are all just really so good. Mallory reminds me of a young Jennifer Lawrence from Winter's Bone.
Mallory, elle me fait penser à Jennifer Lawrence dans Winter's Bone quand elle était toute jeune.
And Ryan is absolutely, I don't know how you got this performance from such a young actor, but he is absolutely brilliant in the film.
Et Ryan, il est formidable. Je ne sais pas comment vous avez pu sortir une performance tellement exceptionnelle avec un enfant si jeune.
What I want to ask, Roman, in terms of the surprise for me as I'm watching the film, was how emotionally invested I became in their work in the film and their real life. It was an emotional, much more of an emotional reaction than I would have expected going into the film. How did you go about getting that pulling us into the story the way you did? What were the things that were most important to you in terms of that being getting those that emotional pull that we see?
Déjà, je crois que on a mis beaucoup de nos.
To start off, we put a lot of our own feelings in the movie, and we focused on what had made us fall in love with those kids and what had impressed us about them. And we wanted to tell the story, and we wanted to show how it is possible to meet others in a place that is so unlikely. And as Lise was saying, well, actually, let me take that back. We started with a personal experience, a deeply personal experience, and we wanted to make a movie that, starting from the personal, had the ambition of becoming a lot more universal. And I think that that's the case for many movies. But when you start off with material that feels so close to you, so personal, and then you can integrate that in in a movie, well, what mattered to us was show our admiration for these kids, that are kids that were hit hard by life, that did not have an easy life, and yet they're extremely capable, and they are very capable, as you see in the film. And we saw them behind the scenes working so hard, working like crazy to accomplish what we wanted for them to accomplish, to get there. And I think that the movie allows this to transpire, shows that. And I assume that's why it must work at some level.
Lise, both of you have a background in casting, and it's something I've wondered about. As someone who watches a lot of film, why I haven't seen more people with a background as in casting make the leap into directing, because if anyone recognizes talent, it would be someone who is involved in casting actors into different roles. Tell us a little bit about how that played in to how the success of this film.
Well, it's very true that it was a good background, a good training ground to be able to make our own movies. Having said that, I find that there's many different ways to become a filmmaker. There's very good film schools. One can learn the ropes by being a PA on a film set, or you know, just by working on a film set. You can have many different roles at that level. So there's many different things that one can learn in many different environments that can lead you to that. For us, we were casting directors, and the way that we went about doing that was extremely important. We spent so much time doing castings, and we saw so many kids. That's just not a sort of standard background, and it did inform what we did. What mattered to us was really meeting these kids, and that experience allowed us to put our foot in the door in terms of directing, because then we made a movie by talking about casting. So there is a very tight continuity. There's a sort of cause and effect relationship that's very evident in what we did. Having said that, it's not like we now intend to keep making movies talking about casting or talking about the world of cinema or a film within a film all the time. I think what matters to us is to keep talking about the world of children, about childhood, and about teenage years. And this, in a way, is the result of our casting experience, because the street casting experience we had was about children and about teenagers, first and foremost.
Well, thank you so very much for spending some time with us here on Film School Radio. I just want to let our listeners know that The Worst Ones is opening here in Los Angeles at the Monica Film Center. This is April 7th, so you want to run down to the Monica Film Center to check this out. Again, the film is called The Worst Ones, and we've been joined today by the co-directors, Liz Acoca, as well as Roman Garrett. To both of you, thank you, and look forward to a conversation somewhere in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you
very much.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.